Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If you tune into the game tonight, you'll hear Brian Koziel on pregame and postgame in between periods as well. He joins us live on the Trocare College Live line this morning. All right, Brian, you know, some excitement for the home opener, but last week putting a little bit of a damper on things, not starting off the best, an 0-2 start. You were there in Prague overseas watching the team. What did you make of their first two games?
Well, I mean, obviously the excitement of Brian when we spoke last week before the game has lessened a little for the 0-2 start. The games themselves, unfortunately, had some patterns of what was really a thorn in the side of the Sabres for most of last season, which was getting off to slow starts and having a very, very poor power play. And I think those two are probably the headlines from those two games. And not to overreact from two of games out of 82, but unfortunately that's what we saw as some of the huge reasons why last year Team Sheldon didn't make the playoffs again for another season. So to me, that has to be a major, major improvement. The power play looked very, very poor. In the second game on Saturday last week against New Jersey in Prague, they got zero shots on their four opportunities on the power play, so that wasn't very good at all. And the start to the game again, not coming out ready to go. I was a little surprised that Lindy Ruff said that he thought they seemed nervous. Now, this obviously is the first time that he's been with this group as the head coach. And, you know, maybe we got a little, maybe sort of, you know, some false conclusions from the preseason action that we saw, because the NHL group that played in Prague in these two games never faced an NHL team in the preseason. It was a couple of groups that put their AHL and minor league lineup out. They also faced a team from Red Bull Munich that really is not even on the level of maybe even an AHL or minor league team. So even though they did so well in the preseason with good results, maybe the Sabres didn't really realize the effort and the energy that they had to put into facing a good NHL team in New Jersey, and it showed, especially early on in both of those losses in Prague.
Yeah, Brian, that's been something that I've been thinking about since Saturday, is just how unorthodox the Sabres preseason was. Don't want to make excuses for them because obviously the play was brutal, quite frankly. But I mean, there does have to be kind of a case made there, right, for having that unconventional start in the preseason.
I agree. I mean, obviously you could sit here and also say New Jersey did the same thing and they looked fine. So, you know, that's maybe the counter to your point, but I agree that it was a very, very unusual preseason. The Sabres NHL group literally played two games in Buffalo against a minor league group from Columbus and a minor league group from Pittsburgh, then went to Germany for a week, practiced there, then played a team again that is minor league level, you know, and not trying to discredit the Red Bull Munich team. That's just what the event was. That's what, you know, all the Sabres could do was dominate that game, and they did. But people probably were sitting there thinking, wow, this team is really, you know, turned it around. They look a lot better under Lindy Ruff. And I still think that they will be better under Lindy Ruff. And I still think a lot of the tendencies that we spoke about before the two games in Prague are going to be better, that they are going to play with a little different kind of presence around the net, that they are going to hopefully play with more pace. I know that's something that they've worked on all this week still, is trying to improve the pace of play, try to improve the power play. I think we'll get a little different look with the power play this week. But, yeah, and then you had the remaining four preseason games that were back here played in the United States that were all the Sabres AHL group. So we never really got a true look of the NHL team that obviously is playing games now versus another NHL team to truly kind of see maybe what they have. And, you know, you get off to bad starts. Then they had an injury in the second game with J.J. Paterka, one of their best goal scorers. You know, I will say a positive from the weekend, Devin Levi played outstanding on Saturday. That was probably, to me, if you said, you know, what was the best thing, I thought if we're worried about Devin Levi as the second goaltender, I think at least through one game, you could say there's no worry. He was outstanding in that game.
You know, Lucas mentioned the kind of wonky start for the Sabres. They're overseas. You know, there could be a lot of things to play. I mean, tonight they're playing a Kings team that kind of has the same thing. What, they're on the road, what, like a month or something straight to start because of renovations going on to their arena. And I think they've been on the East Coast for quite a while.
Yes, and they're also playing without one of their best players. Defenseman Drew Doughty is going to miss quite a bit of time to start the season here. So an opportunity, I think, for the Sabres to kind of get back and get some good vibes back. They got good news yesterday on the injury front. I mentioned the injury to J.J. Paterka. You know, he was recovering from a concussion with that game in New Jersey, that second game. He, unless there's any setbacks, is going to play tonight. And also the same with Zach Benson, too. Zach Benson didn't play in the second game. He had a lower body injury. So two players that have the skill to put the puck in the net, Paterka and Benson, with the Sabres only scoring one goal and one goal in both of those games against New Jersey, they're going to need everybody that they can get here that has the talent to score. So they got good news there. They're at home. You know, hopefully, I got to think that if they can get off to a good start, maybe they can get the crowd behind them. That was another thing this year that, to me, I'm looking as an early season storyline. Now that the Prague trip is over, if you look at the month for the Sabres here in October, the rest of the way, there's only one three-game road trip. That's it. All the other rest of the games are at home. And I'm guessing that's probably what the NHL looked at was, look, you know, we're going to send Buffalo overseas. They're going to do all this travel. They're going to play in Prague. We're going to give them a more friendlier home schedule here in October as they kind of adjust to the season. So take advantage of it. You mentioned what the Kings scenario is here tonight. They're getting the Sabres taking advantage of maybe getting two of their best goal scorers back. So they've got to get off to a good start. That's something that we've seen over the last decade. They've buried themselves early on in October and November. So take advantage of the schedule now. You've got a lot of home games. Try to get yourself actually some home ice advantage with the crowd getting behind you here. We know this city is just begging for the Sabres to even just be semi-good so that they can get behind them. So opportunity maybe to start tonight.
All right, Brian, we will be listening for you tonight on WGR, and hopefully there's some fun games for you to talk about this season.
I'm hoping so as well. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Right. Brian Koziol here. I'm on the pregame, postgame game host on WGR for the Sabres. They drop the puck tonight at 7.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.